This is Steve Sherlock with an internet radio show or podcast number 90 in the series for Franklin Matters. We'll take a look back at the week that was as it comes to a close Monday, March 28th, 2011. Yes, I missed my window of opportunity to record last weekend, and then with the workshop on Monday the 21st, I lost my alternative time slot. So this will be a two-week catch-up before we get into what the week has ahead of us. So, going back, Tuesday, March 15th, the school committee spent a good deal of time on the high school. First, the visioning exercise that was conducted at the end of 2010 was reviewed. Second, the program of study introduced a proposal to reduce the math and science requirements for graduation. Third, the summer reading program has been under study with the team since 2008, and they are ready to relaunch the program this summer. The bullying policy was brought forward for a first reading. You may recall that the task force had done their study and presented their recommendations. This was the policy group coming up with what would be needed to foster those changes. I've included the links in the show notes for each of the sections of the school committee meeting. On Wednesday, March 16th, the town council meeting saw the appointment of a new member to the conservation committee, a couple of license transactions, the report from Melanson and Heath on the results of Franklin's audit for the 2010 fiscal year, and lastly, the vote to put four utility poles underground on Main Street. The links to get additional details on those matters are included in the show notes as well. On Sunday, March 20th, Franklin celebrated the birthday at the Historical Museum. There was about 20 or so who co-celebrate March 2nd with Franklin. They showed up of the total 70 or so that exist within the town of Franklin. So it was a good time. The write-up and pictures are available in the show notes. On Monday, March 21st, the Downtown Commercial Zoning Workshop was held with a good audience participating. Brian Taberner and Beth Dahlstrom took the group through the various options of the prior proposal, solicited some feedback, got some consensus on some items, some still they don't have consensus on, but at least what they do have consensus on will now come forward at a future meeting of the council and then go through the formal hearing cycle with the planning board, town council approvals, etc. I did add the presentation documents that were used at that meeting to my meeting notes, so they're included in the link on the show notes for you. And Wednesday, March 23rd, the Long Range Financial Planning Committee meeting got into a discussion on what questions they would focus on to answer as they do their work. So the show notes are also available for you to go into the details there. As for the town meetings this week, school committee meeting is scheduled on Tuesday the 29th. Amongst the agenda items are recognition of the hockey team. I believe the best buddies are going to be in there. There's a couple of other presentation type things. There's also a second reading on the bullying policy, and assuming no issues, it will come to a vote. And then the proposal to reduce the graduation requirements for science and math may have gotten complicated with the state announcing on Friday that those applying to state colleges and universities will now require 4 years of math. So tune in for that discussion. Unfortunately, because of my work with the Franklin Food Pantry, I'll be unable to attend, so I'll try to catch up to that after the meeting. The other one, importantly, this Wednesday, the School Building Committee is scheduled to meet 6 o'clock, training room on the third floor of Municipal Building. This meeting is reported to include the first presentation from the architects on the design options for the high school renovation project. And with the 2012 budget hearings still awaiting a start, based on word from the House or Senate on their versions of the budget, Franklin's budget hearings may not get started until late April or into May at this point. So stay tuned to what is happening in Franklin. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can use your help. How can you help, you ask? If you have an interest in writing about something that matters in Franklin, please let me know. As always, if you like this, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please tell me. This feedback loop is important. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. And the music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.